Greetings, my beautiful lovelies. It's Emmy. How are you? It's great to see you and welcome back. Today, we're going to be making a side dish that has the most alluring name. It's called addictive cabbage. Cabbage, not really a vegetable that I associate with the word addictive, but this recipe that's super simple to make and easy and apparently delicious is supposed to be super addictive. And with prices being what they are, cabbage is a relatively inexpensive vegetable that is full of fiber, good for you, tasty, and delicious. So let's see if this recipe is actually as addictive as it says. So this recipe comes from Japan and it was popularized by a Japanese barbecue chain called Gyukaku, and they serve this addictive cabbage. In Japanese it's called yamitsuki. It just means addictive, and it's a side dish that's served with yakiniku or barbecued meat. So let's go ahead and make a version and see if it's as good as it sounds. Another reason why I want to make this is because the technique looks pretty simple. Seasonings are pretty simple. You may have a lot of these ingredients already at home, and there's no real cooking. We're kind of making a dressing for fresh cabbage. We just kind of work the cabbage with some salt, and that's going to kind of tenderize it, but there's no real cooking involved. Also, I'll put links down below to the recipes that inspired today's video. Okay, so let's get started. So your cabbage does not need to be as large as my cabbage. This is the smallest cabbage I could find at my local market. And another reason why I love really specific recipes. So half of a cabbage, a 5 pound cabbage, is not going to be the same as half of a 3 pound cabbage. Luckily, I found a recipe that says specifically how much we need, 340 grams. So one recipe said to use half of a cabbage. And if I were to use half of this cabbage, it would be 2.5 pounds or 2,370 grams. So first I'm gonna peel off these outer leaves. Besides being inexpensive and tasty, another reason why I like green cabbage is that it keeps really well in your refrigerator. You can just peel off the outer leaves that may not look as great and keep eating the cabbage. So I'm gonna cut this first in half. If I can, my gosh, this is monstrous cabbage. Look, I didn't even cut it directly in half. So this bottom part is the core, and that can be pretty tough. It goes all the way through the cabbage. So this part is very thick and tough. So we're gonna avoid this section. We're gonna cut a little wedge out of that and use primarily the top. All right, 325, pretty close. Now that I have my cabbage weighed, we're going to cut it into an inch, to inch and a half pieces, kind of bite-sized pieces, pieces that'll be easy to pop into your mouth, and place them into a bowl of water. You could also tear these pieces for a more kind of aesthetically pleasing look if you like. So this is really not that much cabbage, enough for a side dish. It's probably about 2 cups. If you don't have a scale, give this a thorough washing and also separate the pieces of cabbage. I love how squeaky it is. Make sure your water is cold so that the cabbage remains crispy. Now we're going to drain this. And we want to thoroughly dry the cabbage. If you have a salad spinner, this would be a great time to use it. And since I don't, I'm going to spread this out onto a big flour sack towel and remove as much moisture as possible. I've seen lettuce washing sacks that are made out of a thin, lightweight fabric, kind of like flour sack towels, and you just spin them around. I think that's what they used to do before people had salad spinners. It's actually very practical as long as the weather is cooperative. Right now, for example, it is pouring rain. Okay, great. This is doing a great job, actually. So 320 grams did not seem like very much relative to the amount of cabbage that I had, but it's actually quite a bit. Look at that. So just rub this around. Now, I'm just going to use the same bowl, dry it out, and add our cabbage back. Dried and cleaned. Oops, try not to get it everywhere. Now we're going to add a half teaspoon of salt all over our cabbage. And now we're going to take our impeccably clean hands and squeeze the cabbage. Work that salt into it. This is going to tenderize the cabbage by drying out some of the moisture. And it's also going to get some of that salt imparted into the cabbage. If you've ever made kimchi before, you might have done this as part of the pickle making process. All right, so give everything a good squeeze and squoze. And you can see down here, there's no moisture yet, but some moisture should collect as the salt draws the water out of the cabbage. Okay, so now we just need four other ingredients to season our cabbage. We're gonna use some sesame oil along with some sesame seeds and a little bit of instant dashi powder. Now, dashi is a broth that is the backbone to a lot of Japanese dishes. It's made from kelp, dried seaweed, along with smoked bonito flakes, which is a smoked skipjack tuna fish that has been smoked and then dried, and then it's shaved very finely, and then that is made into a broth. And the resulting dashi stock is smoky and briny of the ocean, but this is an instant version that you can buy, just like you can buy instant chicken broth. This is dashi stock, so we're gonna use a bit of that. If you don't have this, you could use instant chicken bouillon. And a couple cloves of garlic. These sesame seeds would normally be ground with a shirabashi, but I don't have one, so we are gonna use my blender. All right, 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds into the blender. I love the Vitamix. It did a famous job of that. Great. So we're going to take the skins off the outsides of the garlic. Ooh, my garlic is starting to sprout. If I notice that my garlic is starting to sprout, which means this little green part's starting to come up, so it's turning into a little plant. I've heard that taking out the middle portion is supposed to make it less bitter. See that little sprout? I could just plant this into the ground had I not crushed it, and it would turn into a garlic plant, and that one clove will turn into an entire bulb. You can do that in the late fall, and then by spring it'll pop up as a nice beautiful green shoot in early spring, and then by the end of summer you can harvest your garlic and you'll get an entire bulb from one clove of garlic. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm not doing that now. I just want the garlic itself. Some people don't even bother with this, and to be honest, I often don't bother myself. I just crush this entire thing if I see the sprout there. But I thought I'd share that in case you want to do it. So here is our cabbage that's been resting. I'm not sure if this will show up on camera, but it's definitely wilted and softened. And if there's any water, I don't have any liquid. So depending on how juicy your cabbage mixture is, drain any liquid. But I don't have any, so we're good. Now we're going to add our cloves of garlic, minced or grated or chopped finely, whatever you've got available. It smells so good. I love garlic. Except when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant, I could not stand the smell of garlic. It made me want to vomit. It was kind of amazing. Okay, so in goes the garlic. And to that, we're gonna add 2 tablespoons of toasted sesame oil. Bloop. I want to make sure it's toasted. And then a 1/2 teaspoon of dashi powder. This is salted and it's going to add that great kind of briny, fishy smell and flavor. So dashi powder and our pulverized sesame seeds right in there as well. Just give this a stir. Pretty simple dressing here. It smells great. The combination of toasted sesame seed oil and the ground sesame seeds makes it smell really, really nutty, almost peanut buttery. And then we've got garlic in there, which is super fragrant. So great. And it's creating kind of a, almost like a paste with the ground sesame seeds in there. Looks delicious. Alrighty, I'm gonna plate this up and we'll give it a taste. So another reason why I was so excited, besides the name, to try this recipe out is that I'm always looking for new vegetable recipes, looking for ways in particular to add more fiber to my diet. So salads, side salads, Yeah. Look at that. Isn't that cute? That little dish. Very humble salad. Alrighty, let's give the addictive cabbage a taste. Isn't that cute? In this little dish. Alrighty, here we go. Itadakimasu. Very good. First of all, it has a terrific crunch. Hear that? The seasoning, in terms of the balance of salt, is just right. It's seasoned but not salty. The sesame oil adds a ton of toasted nutty flavor. The ground sesame adds a texture as well as a flavor as well. It makes the dressing almost like a paste and kind of sticks to the cabbage. Garlic is in there, which adds a ton of additional flavor. Very punchy. And marries very nicely with the sesame oil. Both are very strong flavors, but they work well together. It's delicious. There is a slight bitter quality to it, which I don't mind. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Is it from my garlic? Or the ground sesame seeds? There's just at the very end an underlying kind of bitterness, which I actually like. It's great. Now that I've tasted it, I can completely understand why this would be served with yakiniku or Japanese barbecue, which often has really lovely fatty cuts of beef that have been barbecued. You can usually do it yourself on these great big griddles. And it's fatty and delicious and flavorful, but that would go so nicely. Nice piece of beef with a crunchy vegetable garlic packed side salad like this. And particularly the way the cabbage is cut into these little bite-sized sheets rather than having it be shredded like in a coleslaw really amplifies that crunchy texture. Coleslaw is crunchy, but because it's shredded, it's a lot easier to get through, while this allows you to really crunch it, which is delightful. Oh my gosh, look, I'm almost eating the entire bowl. Scrumptious. And I imagine this would taste even more flavorful after it sat for a little while. Place this in the refrigerator in an airtight container, let it sit for a couple hours, and then bring it out. The cabbage, I think, would soften. The thinner parts, I think, would soften a bit more, but it would still retain its crunchiness. And I feel like the flavors would penetrate into the leaves even more. But freshly made, delicious. So good. All right, my lovelies, there you have it. Addictive cabbage is absolutely addictive and totally worth making and inexpensive to make and adds fiber and veggies to your diet. Alrighty, my lovelies, thanks as always for watching. I hope you enjoy that one. I hope you learned something. Please share this video with your friends, follow me on social media, like this video, subscribe, and I shall see you in the next one. Toodaloo, take care. Cabbage. Cabbage.